very possible.
Nothing like a good glass of Chateau-le-Chateau, eh, Josiah?
Hey, right there, Obadiah.
Who'd have thought 30 years ago we'd all be sitting here drinking Chateau-le-Chateau wine, eh?
Aye. In them days, we were glad to have the price of a cup of tea.
Aye, a cup of cold tea.
Without milk or sugar.
Or tea.
In a filthy, cracked cup.
We never used to have a cup. Oh. We used to have to drink out of a rolled-up newspaper.
Oh. The best we could manage was a suck on a piece of damp cloth.
But you know, we were happy in those days, though we were poor.
Because we were poor.
Aye.
My old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son.
He was right.
I was
happier then and I had nothing. We used to live in this tiny old house with great big holes in the roof.
House? You were lucky to have a house. We used to live in one room, all 26 of us, no furniture. Half the floor was missing. We're all huddled together in one corner for fear of falling.
Oh, you were lucky to have a room. We used to have to live in a corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. Would have been a palace to us. We used to live in an old water tank on a rubbish tip. We got woken up every morning by having a load of rotting fish dumped all over us. House?
Well, when I say house, it was only a hole in the ground covered by a piece of twig, but it was a house to us.
We were evicted from our hole in the ground. We had to go and live in a lake.
You were lucky to have a lake. There were 150 of us living in a small shoebox in the middle of the road.
Cardboard box?
Aye,
you were lucky. We lived for 3 months in a brown paper bag in a septic tank. We used to have to get up at 6 a.m, clean the bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work down the mill 14 hours a day, week in, week out. And when we got home, our dad would thrash us to sleep with his belt.
Luxury. We used to have to get out of the lake at 3 a.m, clean the lake, eat a handful of hot gravel, go to work for 20 hours at mill for every day for 2 pence a month, come home and Dad would beat us around the head and neck with a broken bottle if we were lucky.
Well, we had it tough. We used to have to get up out of the shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick the road clean with our tongues. We had one handful of freezing cold gravel, worked 24 hours a day at mill for 4 pence every 6 years. When we got home, our dad would slice it in two with a bread knife.
Right. I had to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed. Eat a lump of dry poison. Work 29 hours a day down mill, and when we got home, our dad would kill us and dance about on our grave singing hallelujah.
Now you try and tell the young people of the day that, and they won't believe you.
Oh,